Well, this is a guy who I think has benefited from, I mean, just you're gonna be asked to do a lot more when you're missing Dante Exum, when you're missing your main point guard Ricky Rubio, and Tabo Cephalosha's out, and at one point Grayson Allen was out, and so it was everybody was at, you were being asked to take over everything, and that's exactly what Donovan Mitchell's done.
Ingles on the wing now straight away with Gobert running the screen. Donovan 4-3, got it. Donovan Mitchell.
He's been nice from the three-point stripe, right. And he's been nice being able to show up, and he's doing the thing that you were saying that he wasn't doing, and that is taking over games. You've seen him take over these games, and I know that last night it was Rudy Gobert's 25 rebounds that got everybody's attention, but it was the 28 points and the ability to shoot from beyond the arc and to take over and to get these crazy plays that I think a lot of folks are looking at right now and going, breathing a sigh of relief if you're a Jazz fan. It has not been pretty at all. Everybody is saying, well, it wasn't a pretty win last night. They had to come back from 21 against the Orlando Magic. They had to come back against the Detroit Pistons last night. I mean, they've had to come back against almost everybody in the last handful of games here, but they're getting the wins, and that's a character thing as well. The Jazz now need Donovan Mitchell to be the superstar that they asked him to be, and he's doing it. And that's the best thing that's happened to Mitchell. You were talking about it being kind of a blessing in disguise. Absolutely. With everybody being hurt, Donovan Mitchell's had to step up, and he's actually done it.